Ambassador Fabian Rudyard, representatives, ladies and gentlemen. First, the Philippines would like to congratulate the permanent representative of Indonesia, Ambassador Fabian Rudyard, for his presidency of this high-level segment of the Conference on Disarmament, and thank him for promoting inclusivity by giving opportunity to observer states like the Philippines to participate and state our national position on disarmament and peace and security issues that are vital to all. We would also like to recognize the Conference on Disarmament's decision to allow the observers to participate in the meetings of the CD this year. It is lamentable, however, that not all the applications to become observers to the CD were approved. It is against this backdrop that the Philippines advocates and once again calls for the streamlining of the procedure for the approval of applications for observer status in the CD with a view of avoiding the need for UN members and observer states to apply every year. The Philippines has been consistent in advocating for inclusivity in various multilateral bodies. Last year, the Philippines convened the non-member states to the CD and promoted the revival of the informal group of observer states, or IGOS. For this year, the Philippines extends its utmost appreciation to the delegation of Guatemala for taking on the coordinatorship role of the IGOS. We encourage the current presidency of the CD and its upcoming presidents to foster closer coordination with the delegation of Guatemala in its role as the coordinator of IGOS this year. Mr. President, the need for inclusivity, especially in disarmament negotiations, has never been more pronounced than today. The current global peace and security environment needs more creative and collective solutions that could benefit from diverse advocacies and approaches. The observers and applicants for observer status have made significant achievements in processes outside the CD, particularly in matters concerning the international peace and security, disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control, which are relevant to the mandate of the conference. The Philippines, for instance, has been quite active in a number of disarmament, non-proliferation, and arms control conventions and instruments. The Philippines has ratified almost all disarmament treaties, and this national stance is not driven by merely strategic or security exigencies. Our disarmament outlook is motivated by humanitarian imperative. We remain deeply concerned about the threat of nuclear weapons and its grave humanitarian consequences. Hence, we call on all nuclear weapon states to implement their commitments and comply with their obligations in the NPT. The Philippines remains steadfast in its commitment to maintaining Southeast Asia as a region free of nuclear weapons. We believe that the total elimination of nuclear weapons is the only way to guarantee against their use and threat of use, thus eradicating its catastrophic humanitarian impact. The Philippines believes that strengthening multilateralism and enhancing cooperation are the most efficient way to achieve progress in the important disarmament issues that we have today. Thus, we are of the view that due inclusion of all interested states in the Conference on Disarmament is important to ensure transparency, uphold multilateralism, and promote universality in adherence to UN rules and procedures. The Philippines reminds the body of the principle of sovereign equality of all states, which dictates that each state must have a voice in all matters of global importance, such as the issues being discussed and negotiated in the CD. The Philippines is also concerned about the undue focus and grueling discussions on technical proceduralism of the CD, which has diverted the time of this body to commence substantive work that would have been helpful in easing the current dismal disarmament landscape. Geopolitical complexities and nuclear risks brought about by the present security environment demanded the international community enhance its efforts to pursue a world without nuclear weapons. We therefore call on political leaders to inject momentum into the work of the conference on the establishment of an FMCT, and we urge the members of the CD to exercise flexibility and to avoid insisting on preconditions that further delay the commencement of negotiations. Along with the threat of nuclear weapons is the development of new weapons through advanced and emerging technologies that present to us new humanitarian, moral, security, legal, and ethical dilemmas. We therefore call on the international community to revisit our global governance structures, particularly in the context of artificial intelligence. We advocate the formation of legal rules that will prevent the weaponization of AI. Technology should improve, not destroy lives. Aside from avoiding the weaponization of emerging technologies such as AI, the Philippines believes that we should preserve peace in outer space and keep it free from weapons and weaponization. We strongly call for a legally binding instrument on arms race in outer space, including the prevention of the placement of weapons and the threat or use of force and intimidation against space objects. Mr. President, the Philippines remains hopeful that the CD can play a vital role in universal disarmament. We believe that this universal goal can only be achieved through a universally represented body. The Philippines assures that it will continue to engage with the CD constructively and will support the CD presidency in the effective conduct of its work.